Now Abeloth had him for good. He could feel that in how the tendril had knotted up inside him, in the way its cold filaments had anchored themselves into his heart and his entire chest. Even if he couldn't bring himself to accept it, Ben saw the hopelessness of his position. He was Abeloth's, pure and simple. And the only fate that awaited him now was the one she had planned for him. He understood that. The only thing Ben didn't understand was why. There were hundreds of powerful young Jedi in the galaxy, and dozens right there on Coruscant. Yet Abeloth had gone to elaborate lengths to capture him, to lure him into a trap and separate him from his companions. There had to be something special about him, something that Abeloth needed from Ben that no other young Jedi could provide. The obvious answer, of course, was lineage. Ben was the only child of Luke Skywalker, who himself was the only son of the Chosen One, Anakin Skywalker. Of course, Jaina Solo was also a grandchild of the Chosen One, but only one of her parents had the Force. So that had to be what Abeloth needed from him, his bloodline. But why? Ben was still contemplating this question when a pair of weary-looking Sith walked into view, approaching from the rear of the reception hall. The first was a tall, lavender-skinned Kashyyri woman. Though badly tattered, her elaborate robe suggested her status as a Sith Lord. She had probably been beautiful once, a few days ago, in fact, but now her face was so rash-covered and swollen that the skin had actually split in places. The second Sith, a young woman, was every bit as haggard as the first. Had she not been wearing light combat armor under a brown Jedi cloak, it was entirely possible that Ben would not have realized he was looking at Vistara Kai. Part of his confusion arose from the lightsaber still hanging from Vistara's hip, and from the fact that she seemed to be walking at the Lord's side. Vistara's hands were not bound in any way that Ben could see, and her escort's hands were not particularly close to her own weapons. Clearly, the Lord did not feel she had anything to fear from Vistara. Ben went from stunned to confused to angry in the time it took the two women to walk 10 meters to Abeloth, who still stood feeding on the fear and anguish of the dying space marines. He could scarcely believe what he was seeing. Vistara walking free among Sith? And it occurred to him this might be a form of Falanasi illusion, similar to the one that Abeloth had used to deceive him and Vistara on Padir. Maybe Vistara was actually in stun cuffs and unarmed, with a Sith Lord at her back pressing a Shikar to her kidney. Maybe. But Ben didn't think so. Her presence with the Kashyyri woman explained too much, like the ambush in the water treatment plant, and how the Sith always seemed to be one step ahead in the assault on the temple. The conflagration out on the platform abated as the last pieces of blast boat came crashing down on the space marines. Abeloth lowered the arm she had been using to shield herself and turned to greet Vistara and the Kashyyri Lord. Like loyal subjects, both women immediately dropped to a knee and dipped their heads.